Well, it's definitely has to change, just for the simple fact that if they got rid of the offensive coordinator and the offensive line coach, who's next? You know, you definitely don't want to be that person, but you don't want to put other people in that position as well. We should never be in this place in the first place. You know, it sucks, and we're just going to have to move forward and go to London and play the next game.
Does this day kind of give you even more pause to realize how critical this situation is with this team at 1-6 when the heads are on the chopping block, so to speak?
Oh, definitely. You know, it puts everything in perspective. You have to sit there and, again, look at yourself in the mirror. You know, what can you do better? You know, have you let the team down? Have you done what you're capable of doing for the team? Have you fulfilled your part? And, you know, we have to go through that and just, you know, make sure we're on top of it.
What was Coach's message to you guys as a team about the moves? Why? What did he explain it? How did he explain it?
You know, he explained just like anything else. He's very upfront about it with us. You know, some things that had to change, and unfortunately, you know, the ones that aren't here anymore aren't here. And you know, it's day to day. You know, that's how this is how this business is. You got to make sure you're on top of things. And if it's not, and they don't think you're doing the right thing, you know, you're not going to be here.